Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Avoiding unhealthy foods can be hard, but taking one small step can make a big difference. Like adding one salad to your meals each week, eating one more piece of fruit a day, filling one half of your plate with fruits and veggies. Better food choices are well within your reach. Soon, you'll find that one healthy choice leads to another. The more you make, the better you feel. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Well, it was another strong day for the hog complex as contracts continued to rally and the market saw a huge number of cash hog trades. Meanwhile, the cattle contracts closed slightly higher, but seeing cash cattle trade for steady money wasn't exactly what feedlots were hoping for. Cash cattle market saw trade develop in both the north and the south for steady, which comes as disappointing news, with feedlots having very little time left to push prices higher ahead of the glut of cattle coming in the early part of May. Each and every week plays a vital role in pushing prices higher before packers take full control of prices this summer. Even though cash hog prices and pork cutout values dipped a bit yesterday, it's equally as important to note that over 11,000 hogs traded in yesterday's cash market and until Lent is over, hit and miss consumer demand is expected for pork protein. The lean hog contracts had no struggle in closing higher as the market found ample support technically. Grain futures, Kansas City wheat, the May down 11.75 cents early today, pressured by bear spreading that's taking the May contract back near $11. What started a month ago as a bullish surge that would take Kansas City spot wheat prices to their highest level in 14 years has now calmed down into a trading range between last week's high of $11.64.5 and last week's low of $10.40. May corn is trading lower this morning, 6.5 cents lower here early today, with grain prices in general showing a reluctance to trade higher. It's been a month since Russia first invaded Ukraine, and it is still difficult to see what the benefit has been for Russia. May soybeans trading 10 cents lower early today, pulling back from yesterday's achievement of being the first time a May soybean contract has ever closed above $17. May soybean meal and bean oil are also modestly lower, with early influence from lower trading in June palm oil. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Livestock futures yesterday, April live cattle unchanged, 139.42. The June up 27, 135.97. April feeder cattle up $1.20, 161.77. May's up 37 cents, 165.80. April hogs up $2.30, 102.55. May's up $3.42, 114.65. Grain futures, Kansas City wheat, May down 5 cents, 11.11.5. July's down 4.25, 11.05.5. Chicago wheat, May down 12.5, 11.05¾. July down 9¾, 10.91¼. May corn's up 4¾, 7.57¾. July's up 5 cents, 7.34¾. May soybeans up 22¼, 17.18¾.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.